theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett led an elite group of scientists into the desert to develop a top-secret project known as Quantum Leap. Pressured to prove his theories or lose funding, Dr. Beckett prematurely stepped into the project accelerator and vanished. He awoke to find himself trapped in the past, suffering from partial amnesia, and facing a mirror image that was not his own. Fortunately, contact with his own time was maintained through brainwave transmissions with Al, the Project Observer, who appears in the form of a hologram that only Dr. Beckett can see and hear. Trapped in the past, Dr. Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life, putting things right that once went wrong, and hoping each time that his next leap will be the leap home. The blue-white light of the leap starts to shimmer around Sam, announcing that he is about to arrive into his next host. He braces himself for the transition when something goes horribly wrong. The tingling sensation that usually accompanies a leap turns into agony as the quantum state in which he travels twists and seems to turn him inside out. A bright light bursts around him, throwing him into a sea of azure before an unknown force reaches out and yanks him from the azure field. He struggles as wave after wave of pain seems to pierce his very soul. Everything slowly becomes an awful blackness as he is drawn downwards. Suddenly, a light blossoms into being from above him, grabs hold and halts his downward progress. It slowly begins to draw him upward and away from the darkness. The darkness reaches out again to reclaim its prize, grabbing Sam by what he perceives to be his arm and tears him away from the light. He quickly surrounds him and draws him downward.
Help me!
Sam! Damn it, Sam! Fight!
Sam starts to struggle against the darkness that holds him. The darkness responds by tightening its grip until it feels like he's suffocating.
Come on, kid! You can do it! Just hold on, Sam!
Al! Help me!
He struggles harder as he continues to fall into the unending darkness.
I can't. It's... Goodbye, Al.
No! Sam!
As he is drawn downwards, he begins to hear other noises as the sound of his friend dies away. Sam panics and thrashes wildly in his captor's grip.
Please! Let go! Let me go! God, time, fate, whatever or whoever is leaping me around, please. Someone, anyone, please, get me the hell out of here.
It's okay. I have you. Everything's going to be okay now.
The light once again flares into being from above and reaches down towards him. As it sweeps over him, Sam feels the darkness shrink away.
Who are you?
I'm a friend. Just hold on.
Sam finds himself kneeling on the floor, his head pounding like someone is playing a timpani drum inside of his skull, and his stomach heaves from an overwhelming sense of nausea. He slowly becomes aware that there is someone kneeling beside him, trying to keep him from falling completely over.
It's okay, you're safe now. Just relax. Everything's going to be fine. Just calm down. Everything's all right.
He looks up and catches his reflection off of a shiny surface almost directly in front of him. It is his own.
Oh, boy.